The program is 7 Second Delay, and now your host for 7 Second Delay, the king of the zingers, available via Skype, Andy Breckman, man. Hi, Andy.
Hey, Kenny.
How you doing? Thank you for Skyping in. I know that you're doing this to save society.
I'm doing it to save my own ass. And the ass of my my loved ones with pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, your loved ones have pre-existing conditions?
Some of them do. Yeah. Hey, speaking of loved ones with pre-existing conditions, you know, we should seriously consider reaching out to fans of WFMU with pre-existing conditions and doing a special show for them.
Yeah, you want to do that next week?
Yeah.
You don't sound like you really want to do it.
Wait, I was a little distracted, but now I'm with you. Wait, what were you just saying? Wait, are we on the air?
We are on the air. Can you close?
And just remind me, I know I should know this. What kind of show is it? We play music?
No, it's a talk show. It's a phone-in show. Can you shut down Pornhub now?
Yeah, hold on. I'm not on. Wait, hold on. I am on email.
Yeah.
Does that slow things down when I'm doing something else?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. Now I'm all yours. So you're saying it's a call-in show?
Yes. Yes. It's a comedy stunt call-in show.
Oh, I can see why the state of New Jersey has deemed this station an essential service.
Yes. No,
it's obvious to me.
You're so jealous.
A comedy stunt call-in show.
Oh, you bitter, bitter man. I have a suggestion for you.
Let's just try to all imagine what life would be like without our comedy stunt call-in shows.
I have a suggestion for you if you would like to be designated an essential service.
Yeah.
Maybe get a job.
Who are you talking to, the listeners?
No, you.
Wait, you're talking to me?
Yeah.
You're razzing on me?
That's a start. That's a start if you want to become an essential service.
Wait, you're talking to your number 4 contributor on your little list of contributors? This is who you're making fun of now? Boy, you must be pretty cocksure about your future.
What are you drinking?
Poland Springs, baby.
I hear it loud and clear.
The best kind of spring there is. How you doing, pal?
Okay, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How's your week?
It's been rough.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you know, the novelty has worn off.
No. It's still novel.
It's the adrenaline.
It's called a novel virus.
Novel coronavirus, yeah.
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 Corona 19. You know what's killing me? We didn't get, just our bad luck, we didn't get a hit with Corona 18. Corona 18, you know what the symptoms are?
What was that?
You get x-ray vision.
Oh, man.
Corona 18 is unbelievably
Yeah,
cool.
We got ripped off.
We did. Corona 17?
What?
You grow half an inch.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. We got the worst one.
Yeah, there's no upside to 19 at all.
No. Corona 16, invisibility.
I don't even remember when that one went around.
Corona 15, the ability to sharpen your pencil with your fingers.
Well, that's kind of useless.
Oh, I know, but I'll take it. I'll take it instead of this one, the one where the virus just attaches to the cells in your lungs.
And also delays tax day by 3 months. Don't forget about that.
That's the only positive.
That's
the
one
only
of,
positive.
Oh.
Yeah, the only positive symptom.
That's one of many positives. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Tax day by 3 months.
Two weeks ago, we spent an hour going over all the upsides of 19.
That's true. Hey, so you have 3 months before they realize you're not going to be paying your taxes this year.
Yeah, it's great.
I've been taking piano lessons.
Have you?
Online. Yeah.
You really have?
Yeah. Maybe next week I'll set up near my piano and play Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Make sure you learn both of the chords that you also know on the guitar.
Hey, maybe I'll learn my theme song. Wait, maybe that could be a show next week. Everyone can show up. We'll have a talent show. It has to be stuff you've learned or done since you've been quarantined.
Yeah, but then it would have to be all audio stuff. Like if you learned how to dance, you can't do it on the radio.
Unless you're really good.
That's true. Or you're... Dance, you put a lot of glasses on the floor and break them all as you dance.
So you've been careful. Your crew there, your skeleton's crew, your staff.
Yeah, it's day 27, and everybody's still healthy.
You go to the lake. I guess the lake is you get to go outside a little bit more, right?
Yes. Yep. Get Good. To go out on the water. That's nice.
Good.
So what are we doing today? We're doing...
I don't know. Whatever you want to do, Ken.
We have the voice disguise.
Fine. That'll be fine.
You've now graduated from being indifferent to the topics to being downright hostile about the topics.
Whatever makes you happy, son.
No, I need you to get behind it. We're doing...
No, this will be good. We're gonna snitch on our neighbors. We're going to disguise your voice and snitch on our neighbors.
Right.
People that live in Brooklyn are really bitching about the Hasids, the Orthodox Jews.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Yeah.
We can hear from them.
Well, from people complaining about the Hasids.
Yeah.
And we'll disguise your voice. We'll disguise your voice so nobody will know your true anti-Semitic self.
Well, I didn't witness it personally. This is like second or third hand. But I guess a lot of people, they have seen behavior that just flaunts the protocols, right?
Right.
The quarantine protocols. I guess you see your teenage neighbors partying, hanging out. We'd like to hear from you. You could. Now, are we asking people to name names?
No, I'd prefer that they did not name names.
I'd much prefer that they did.
Okay.
Why would they not? What do you care?
We'll go with your plan.
You don't pay taxes. What are you worried about, being sued?
I am worried about being sued, actually. It's called slander.
You mean if somebody calls and says, my neighbor Robert Jones
was through
a party last night.
Right.
That's potentially slander?
Yeah, they could sue us for slander. Yep.
Only if Robert Jones did not throw the party, I guess, right?
Well, he could still sue us, and then we'd have to, you know, then that would become a point in the trial, whether or not he really had the party. That Poland Spring sounds good.
It's mighty good, buddy.
Yeah. Slosh it around in your mouth a bit. Can you gargle for us?
I'm not going to gargle for you. But, Kenny, if they're not naming names, is it still a show worth doing?
Yes.
Okay, but would you give us this? Just give us this much. You can name religions.
Okay.
You can say those damn Jews in Brooklyn. Give me that.
Give me
something.
Only if they want to say that. You can't put words in their mouth. There's also been a lot of hostility towards joggers.
Those damn joggers.
Damn joggers.
You know who I kind of resent? And I'm just speaking for myself. I can only speak for myself and you.
Yeah.
People that were criminals that were sentenced to house arrest.
Mm-hmm.
And well, now, the last couple of months, they'd be quarantined anyway. Oh, it's just not fair.
Yeah, I see your point.
It's not fair.
Yeah, they really didn't get a punishment at all.
No, they should have to start over. When this is all done, when the storm is over, this time should not count against their sentence.
I agree with you. Man, you are really justice-minded.
What can we do about that? Who can we call about that? Is there someone in Jersey City? Do you know some politician?
No. I am proud to say I know no politicians.
Well, we have to find one anyway because we want to get the Ken Freeman statue erected.
Oh, right. The giant, the colossal Ken Freeman bobblehead doll that we would like.
A statue of you, at least life size, if not greater.
I was hoping 3 to 4 times life size.
It's all a budget question, Kenny. It depends how much money we raise. Look, we don't even have the permit. It's a lot of red tape. But it would be great if it was larger than life size. And, of course, it would be great if it had a bobblehead. The first public statue with a bobblehead.
A colossal bobblehead.
A colossal bobblehead.
I'm all for it. Hey, the phone number here is 201-209-9368, and we will disguise your voice if you call in and snitch on your neighbor. That's the topic tonight. Snitch
hey,
on your neighbor.
Maybe that's what the plaque on your statue should say.
Snitch on your neighbor?
Snitch on your neighbor. just for no reason. Don't explain it. And it would be you holding a phone, looking around furtively. It would be you snitching.
But that I'm not known for snitching.
Oh, no, not to your face. No one to your face would ever accuse you.
Is that the word on the street, that I'm a snitch? I'm a rat?
Well, how do you explain your stitches? Everyone knows that stitches get stitches.
I don't think I have any visible stitches.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there goes that whole line of logic. Fine. You're not a snitcher. That's true. How could you be a snitcher? You don't have stitches.
Right.
I'm surprised more people in the mob, when they're being tortured, don't use that defense.
I have no stitches.
Yeah.
Check me.
I'm no snitch.
I'm not wearing a wire. I got no stitches.
If I was writing a Naked Gun movie with Zucker, that's what I would write that joke.
So, Andy, nobody's calling.
Who would expect them to?
Well, last week and the week before and the week before that, we had tons of calls.
Okay.
It's the only live phone-in show on the air on WFMU at the moment.
What does that tell you? All right, what's our phone number?
It is, are you writing this down?
Yeah, go ahead.
It's brand new. It's
I understand, go ahead.
201.
Yeah.
209.
Yeah.
9368.
That's a great number. Okay, 201-209-9368.
Way better than the last number.
We're looking for listeners to snitch on their neighbors or their friends, people whose behavior in the last couple of weeks has driven them crazy. There's irresponsible neighbors, right?
Yeah, irresponsible neighbors who are putting the entire neighborhood at risk. They're out there trying to kill people. Walking around without face masks, not social distancing.
Now, are you wearing a face mask?
Yeah, if I go out, I am. If outside, I'm wearing a face mask. Yep.
Even if you're keeping a good 6, 7, 8 feet between you?
Hell yeah. Are you?
Well, now I am. Now that you said yes. Now I'll say yes.
All right, we're ready. We are ready with our first snitch. Hi, thanks for calling the Snitch Hotline. You're on the air.
Hey, so I would really like...
Wait, you have to disguise his voice.
They are disguised, Andy.
Oh. Sorry. Uh-oh.
Hang on. Okay. I believe they're disguised. Yeah, go ahead.
Are we sure they're disguised?
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Yeah, you were disguised, and you're even more disguised now.
So who are you snitching on?
So I'm snitching on someone in my town, not exactly a neighbor.
Someone in your town, not exactly in New York. I'm ready with my guess.
Not exactly a neighbor, Andy.
Not exactly a neighbor. I'm ready with my guess.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
Leo Corcoran.
Leo Corcoran? You don't even know where this person, our caller, lives, Andy.
It's a long shot. I know, it's a long shot.
Is that who you think? No, that's not. Is that
okay. Then continue with your story.
Okay. So for a little while, I've been seeing on Instagram lots of food posts, lots of, takeout from places, which is fine. And then sadly, this person starts posting that they're sick, they've got COVID. A few members in their family have COVID. They're getting through it, but it's a long process. And, we all feel terrible, and they're doing okay. Nobody has to go to the hospital. And then we see last night that they were at the local ice cream shop.
Oh, man.
Like, less than 10 days after they had been posting on Instagram.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And you know that they're shedding virus for another 3 weeks after they're symptom-free.
I lost my mind last night. I lost my mind. I was so embarrassed, but I had like rage. I was so mad. Because we're stuck inside.
I would be mad too. There's something about making it an ice cream shop that makes it even worse.
Yeah, they're trying to bring down the whole ice cream industry. What's this person's name, caller?
What's their first name?
Their first name?
Yeah.
Sam.
And what's their last
name?
Yeah, what's the last name?
All right, if you're embarrassed, he doesn't want to say. Just spell it.
Yeah, go ahead and spell it. You can spell it phonetically if you want.
Phonetically. So wait a minute. So So you can't be the only one that saw them and is outraged.
I'm sure I'm not. Yeah.
And then has anyone confronted them or at least asked them about it?
Not that I saw. And honestly, I was so mad that I couldn't figure out how to, like, comment without turning it into, like, I just didn't trust myself because I was so mad. So far, I haven't seen anybody else comment on the Instagram.
Are you
post.
Going to when this is over, when the storm has lifted, you're gonna see these people, right?
Loosely, I think honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I unfollowed them on Instagram this morning. I was just like, I'm done. Like, I was so mad.
Oh, you got off Instagram, yeah. You got off.
So I don't really plan on hopefully seeing them too much after this.
But you didn't confront them even online in any way.
I didn't. Hmm. I'm just being a jerk.
Kenny, would you have confronted them?
I don't know because I'm not on social media, so I can't really say. But I do have a story kind of similar, and I did not confront them.
Well, this caller did something even worse than confronting them, even braver. He called a stunt radio comedy show.
Right. And spelled their last name phonetically.
Yeah.
Exactly. I did.
Revealed
my
their first name.
My husband was like, please call Ken and Andy and tell the story today. Because, I really lost my mind.
Do you feel any better actually telling the story publicly?
I do.
No.
I do. I'm a terrible person, but I do. I feel a little better. Thank you.
Well, then that's why we're here. That's a public service. You know, you unburden yourself. You have all this rage and people are making you so frustrated and angry, give us a call.
All right, thanks for your call.
201-209-9368. Vent on the air.
We want you to rat out your neighbors for pandemic crimes. Hi, you're on the air.
Ken, you said they were on the air.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I'd like to report on my neighbors.
That's why we're here. Go ahead, sir. Tell us what you saw.
I was out walking my dog, and I saw my neighbor get out of her car, and I said, oh, she goes to the store? And she said, yeah, I had to buy some essentials. And I said, oh, what'd you get? And she said, Grey Poupon and San Pellegrino.
Grey Poupon and San Pellegrino?
That's what I'm saying.
Those are the WFMUs of grocery store essentials.
They are.
They're not really essential.
Andy, you're talking at the same time as the caller.
Well, then tell him to shut the hell up.
Shut the hell up,
I'm
caller. Andy's talking.
Here.
Caller, Andy's talking right now.
Ken's got to pick a side.
I'm on your side, Andy, all the way.
So the guy who's declared that WFMU is an essential service is outraged that Grey Poupon is called essential by this woman.
By this man.
That's correct.
Well, I'm sorry. Wait, am I cut off?
No, you're there. You hear me, Andy? Great.
All right, guys, you're wasting my time. I gotta go.
See you later. Andy, are you really not there anymore? Okay. Let's move on.
Wait, can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I must have hit, there's a mute button on
my little
phone.
You hit the mute button. Just like you hit the mute button on your career, and now you're upset about not being an essential service.
Where did this come from?
Well, you keep laying into, you're so jealous that WFMU is an essential service.
No, I'm baffled, not jealous. I'm baffled by the flexible definition of essential.
Are you baffled by professional wrestling being an essential service? Because
that can't be true.
It is in Florida. Professional wrestling was judged an essential service.
That explains everything.
Liquor stores in most states are essential services. Marijuana dispensaries in most states are essential services.
And stunt radio call-in shows.
Well,
don't you understand we're in that category, Ken? Don't you understand that's the company we're keeping?
Professional wrestling?
No, just when people list essential services and they list WFMU, it always begins with, can you believe? The discussion always begins with that.
Andy, the switchboard is ringing off the charts. People
Let's
really
go.
want
to
report
their
neighbors. Hi, you're on the air. Thanks for calling the Snitch Hotline.
We'll discuss
hey,
your voice.
How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good. This is John of John Pete Brothers.
Hey,
long time ago, long we're disguising term, your voice. There's no real need to identify yourself by name.
Well, it's John, Andy.
We'll just say John.
John, you remember me.
Well, yeah, but we've disguised your voice. It's all right. Well, hey, John, who are you snitching on?
I got to snitch on my neighbors, okay? Because they, for many years, they've had a gate blocking their driveway, and they put a lock on it.
Uh-huh.
And it's a tiny lock, and a ball and hammer would be more than enough to break through it, and it's so ridiculous.
Gate, right? How does it affect you?
Me?
I don't understand. Do you use the gate?
Only when I mow the lawn.
I don't quite share your outrage yet.
Yeah, well,
I think you just don't get it, Andy.
Well, explain it to me, Kenny.
Andy, they had a driveway. They had a driveway, and they had a gate on it.
Yeah.
And once the pandemic really kicked in, they put a lock on that gate.
Wait, but does John share the driveway with them?
John? Is it a shared driveway?
No. It's next door.
So you're just looking across the street at a neighbor's gate.
So what's wrong with them putting a lock on their own gate?
Because it serves no purpose.
It serves no purpose.
Well, your threshold of outrage is a lot lower than most.
So they're not putting society at risk.
John, when you see someone locking their bicycle, does your head explode?
All right. Thanks, John.
John has a John. That's what we call a hair trigger, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah, John is. Doesn't take much to get John all up in a lather.
Yeah. Okay, let's take our next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh man, I hope it's a more serious infraction.
Hello, you are on the air.
Andy.
Oh God, this is kind of creepy.
Hello, Andy.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, this is Scott in Morristown.
You don't have to identify yourself. We went to all this trouble to disguise your voice.
Scott Livingston in Morristown. And I want to snitch on my neighbors, Andy. My neighbor is a 95-year-old guy named Larry. And a couple of weeks ago, we were both in our backyards, and I heard Larry having a coughing attack.
I thought to myself,
did Larry have the virus? And I didn't think anything, except I paid a little bit of attention to which way the wind was blowing, and the wind was blowing away from me towards him, so I felt safe. Then, my wife met Larry's wife in the street, and it turns out they both just got over coronavirus.
Oh no.
And they're walking around the neighborhood without face masks, standing right next to people.
And coughing.
Coughing up blood and phlegm.
Andy. You know, the sound of a coughing, it's like hearing the sound of a gunshot used to be.
I know, it's horrible.
People react to coughing.
Andy, all of these old people in my neighborhood, they are so blind. They only just started wearing face masks like 3 days ago. I think they're all Fox TV watchers.
Well, I mean, that's not going to, that's not the definitive, that's not the only thing that would make people not take it seriously.
Well, I guess the implication is that there were commentators on Fox TV that were suggesting face masks weren't necessary.
Exactly.
Did you confront your neighbor about their behavior? Because you are contagious for weeks after after your symptoms have faded.
No, because he's my neighbor. We need to get along. I need to borrow his tools.
So you haven't confronted him.
So you might need
his weed whacker later.
Well, not his weed whacker, but his socket wrenches.
So you're not going to confront him because you need to use his socket wrenches.
That's right.
So you have your priorities straight.
Thanks, Andy, for having a better head in your shoulder than Ken does.
Don't you feel better for venting, for getting that off your chest?
I do.
That's why we're here, my friend.
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome. Hang up on this guy, Ken.
Suck it, Ken.
Hang up now, Ken.
All right, yeah, I'm hanging up on him.
We're depending on you, Ken.
All right, the phone number here is 201-209-9368. Thank you, Scott from Morristown, for that call. Hi, you're on the air. It's the Snitch Hotline.
Yes, I'd like to snitch on my neighbor.
Go ahead, please.
I was watching TV last night, and these two Catholics were across the street. They were sharing a cigarette.
Really?
Really.
A regular tobacco cigarette?
Yeah.
What's their problem?
I don't know.
You're not supposed to smoke a regular cigarette like that. You're only supposed to smoke weed like that.
And you would think Catholics wouldn't be doing something like that either.
Yeah, you would think that Catholics would be a little bit more sensible.
Right? The nerve.
What do you think, Andy?
Were these middle-aged men? Were these older gentlemen?
No, they were women. They had
they were chicks.
Funny hat on.
They were chicks. Well, you know, we can't really judge these people too harshly, Ken, because our marathon premium this year
is cigarettes.
Yeah, boy, that doesn't seem quite as fun. Doesn't seem quite as funny as it did a few months ago.
Well, but at least
quite as subversive and funny.
No, actually, Andy, there are rumors going around that smoking cigarettes will protect your lungs from the coronavirus.
Yeah, let's keep those rumors going.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite rumors.
Nothing irresponsible about spreading that rumor.
I like that rumor.
I know. It's good to choose and pick carefully among the rumors you spread and believe in.
All right, thanks, caller.
Yes, thank you.
Phone number here.
You can find any rumor you want. Wait, that's a great show. We're going to do that next week. The craziest rumor you heard.
Oh, there are so many.
Come on, we got to do that next week.
I mean, you know about the 5G cell phone towers getting burned down all over England, right?
Well, that's no rumor. That's Woody Harrelson.
Yeah, right. Woody Harrelson.
Woody Harrelson will vet that stuff pretty carefully. He wouldn't just retweet something.
He gives potheads a bad name. That Woody Harrelson.
Look, if you're going to tell me a celebrity will go online and just retweet something without vetting it carefully, my world will make no sense.
Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to the Snitch Hotline.
Hello.
Hi. You're on the air.
Oh, I'm on the air.
You are on the air, yes.
You know how you're on the air? Because you called our number, 201-209-9368. We're ratting out our neighbors.
Well, I'm ratting out myself.
Oh, that was last week's show.
Oh.
But you go ahead.
This week's show.
You go ahead, rat out yourself.
Well, you see, I had a talk with a certain DJ about my career.
Uh-huh.
And how it's taken a change for the worse.
Yes.
Because I had been a champion of the downtrodden.
Uh-huh.
Defender of the wrongfully charged.
Yes.
Well, many guilty people, too.
Okay.
Any foot soldier of the Constitution.
Sounds like you're a lawyer or a judge or something.
I was some kind of criminal defense lawyer who, due to coronavirus, has been forced to turn to the drug trade.
So wait a second. You were defending drug dealers as a lawyer.
I was.
And now you're turning into a drug dealer yourself?
I have transformed myself with the aid of Mr. Corona, into a fairly good marijuana grower.
I announced selling marijuana
to the community.
But how are you dealing your drugs during the lockdown?
Well, because they have a great network of clients.
Yes, but how do you physically get the drugs to them, into their hands?
Into their hands. And then into the home, in the playground.
Are you delivering are you delivering these drugs personally?
Oh, no. That's a risk I will not take.
Yeah, Andy, you saw Breaking Bad, didn't you?
You have middlemen.
Jesse gets Badger to do it for him.
We have many Jesse and Jesse's friends on a little park bench.
That makes it. Yeah, you're pressing the neighborhood kids into service.
Well, sometimes at gunpoint and sometimes.
Yeah, I don't think you're giving us some after school jobs to do.
Well, we want to keep the kids active and busy, and you know, idle hands are the devil's workshop.
But I'm curious though, like why did the pandemic shut down your criminal defense career?
Well, for some idiotic reason, court administrators don't want to put 12 people in a confined box.
Oh, I see.
I don't know why.
So they haven't started Zoom juries yet.
That would be amazing. A Zoom jury. Wouldn't you love to crash that jury, that Zoom meeting?
The Zoom bomb of the jury delivery.
Yeah, that would be great. Why don't we say goodbye to this gentleman?
Okay, thank you, caller.
Yeah.
Thank you, caller. Great story.
Yeah, that was a great story from top to bottom. That story had something for everyone.
What did it do for you, Andy, that story?
Well, I was kind of incredulous. I don't believe much of it.
Oh, really? Huh. Well, the phone number here is 201-209-9368 if you would like to rat out your neighbor for crimes against society during the global pandemic.
We'll disguise your voice, and you'll feel better for it.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Dave calling from Brooklyn.
Hey, Dave from Brooklyn.
How are you guys?
Good. We're disguising your voice, so no need to give us your name, but I appreciate
it
anyway.
From Persephone.
Yeah, that's better. Hey, it's Jim from Persephone.
So, Jim, you want to rat out a neighbor?
Prospect Park here in Brooklyn, and I'm just going to snitch on everybody who's in there right now because nobody's wearing a mask and it's very, very crowded.
Where? Where is this happening?
Prospect Park.
Right now? There's people.
Right now.
So you can see them from your window. They're outside. They're congregating in the park.
I actually just walked into the park.
How old are these people on average?
It's every age.
And are they keeping 6 feet? Are they keeping a respectful distance?
No, everyone's a dummy.
Is there any chance at all they all had the virus like 4 or 5 weeks ago and now they're immune to it? And it's a little meeting of former victims?
I would doubt it.
I would doubt it too. So what can you do about that? Oh my God, that is endangering everyone.
It's weird because you think people would know better.
Yeah, because it's been on all the news, at least here in New Jersey. It's a big topic.
It's been a pretty big story. Sure has.
I guess it's just population density, and people just don't have anywhere to go, like a gym or wherever.
Wow. So are they playing rugby or what are they doing in the park?
Running, biking, dog walking, you
those
know.
Damn runners. Those damn joggers and they're panting.
But are they in groups or are they trying to keep a distance?
I would say there's no homogenous answer to that, but there's some people are, some but most people aren't and not wearing masks, and it's actually kind of terrifying.
It is.
Sounds terrible. Well, thanks for your call.
Okay. Be well and healthy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Stay safe. So we're just we're just reporting on people. We're not taking any action. Is that right, Ken? You're not going to report. You're not going to call the police in Brooklyn and report these people.
I was not planning on doing that, no.
So what the hell are we doing? So what's the point of this?
We're letting people get it off their chest.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, you're on the air.
Fine.
Hi, Ken.
Yep. Welcome to the Snitch Hotline.
I know a hoarder.
A hoarder? Someone hoarding medical supplies?
Yes.
And toilet paper?
Yes. In his garage. He lives in Madison, New Jersey.
Oh, no.
You can look inside the garage, and you can see case after case after case of hand sanitizer.
Well, I do have more than I will cop to this. I guess you're making a joke. I will cop to this. I have been germophobic for years, and I do have more than my share, I suppose, of hand sanitizer because I used to buy those little bottles.
Can I have some?
A couple times. Yeah, I do have some extra for you. I mean, I don't have much extra.
I'll have to come and get it, though, right?
Well, no, I don't want to see. I don't want you near me.
Could you leave it outside and I'll pick it up? We need more hand sanitizer here.
How about you can drive through? You can drive down my street and I'll just kind of I'll try to throw it through.
Throw
your
it to
window.
Me? Okay, what street is it?
I forget the name of my street. Isn't that funny?
Isn't it Vinton or something?
Yeah, it's Vinton.
I'll drive down Vinton and you just...
Yeah, you keep driving up and down Vinton until I throw in some Purell.
Okay. Anything else, caller? He's gone.
He's long gone.
He's gone. Phone number here is 201-209-9368.
Now, Ken, you began the show by saying that you yourself have a problem. Do you want to call in? Do you want to disguise your voice at some point?
No, not while we have callers. Maybe if we run out of...
Why don't you disguise your voice and we'll try to guess if it's you or not?
Okay.
Ready? So let's put the next caller on and we'll try to guess if it's Ken. Me and all the listeners.
Hi. You're on
the air. Hey, I'm on the air.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
You are. Welcome.
Awesome. I was at Walmart the other day. First of all, the place is a mess. I mean...
Welcome, my brother.
You don't want to or something, so... Everything's a mess.
Don't let us interrupt your stream of thought.
With not only two giant things of toilet paper cut...
Andy, are you getting all of this?
I mean, she's clearly hoary. That's all she has.
I can only hear you.
It's fascinating.
He's talking about someone with more than his share of toilet paper?
How much do you really need?
You're talking about toilet paper?
Single ply or double ply?
I didn't look close enough to see which one it was. But I mean, they had just gotten the shipment in. I mean, it had been a while. I mean, they're out of a lot of stuff. So,
well, in the fall when there's lots of foliage and leaves on the trees, I don't need any.
I mean, this lady had way more than enough.
Oh,
she
it's a lady.
On that website that shows you how much.
Wait, there's a website that shows how much toilet paper she has?
Oh, there's a website that shows how much toilet paper you need. It's a calculator.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Wait, what is that website called?
She must have went on there and planned some kind of trip or something. I don't know.
Oh, see, there's a calculator. Well, that doesn't work because sometimes you need two plies. Sometimes you need 20 plies.
I think
it does some math for you. You put in your average usage or something like that, but...
So now you're going to start arguing with websites, Ken?
Yes.
You can't get a license for a website until you've proven that you're accurate.
No, that's not true, Andy.
Responsible.
Andy, anybody can start a website, Andy.
Maybe it's off.
Andy, even you could start a website.
Yeah, that's true. I do have a website.
Yeah, what is your website?
But wait, what is the business model for a website that calculates how much toilet paper you need? How do they make money? Do they sell ads?
Or something. I haven't been on it yet.
Yeah, they just get tons of traffic. Tons of traffic, and then they sell ads. That's all. Not much of a business model.
Andy, I'm surprised you don't want to have one for your club.
Yes, Andy. What about your club?
Oh, my club. Oh, I know what he's
saying. That could do really well.
Yeah.
You're right. I do need some for my club. Dear God.
All right,
dear
thanks,
God,
caller.
This is a long hour.
Oh, it's not. It's not that long, Andy.
No, this is. This is a 3 or 4 hour hour.
No, only 35 minutes to go. Don't worry.
Oh my God.
The phone number is 201-209-9368. Andy, it's just us. We're the only call-in show on WFMU right now.
And we can't get calls. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know about you and me?
No, we are getting calls. It's actually the...
the last call-in show on Earth. We can't get calls.
That would be...
201-209-9368.
That's a good movie idea, the last call-in show on Earth.
You think it is really, Ken?
Yeah.
You would buy... You'd be there Friday night. You'd get a babysitter.
I just watched The Last Man on Earth. You ever see that with Vincent Price?
No.
That was the precursor to the Omega Man.
No, is that the one? Is that the one where Soylent Green is people?
No, that's Soylent Green. You never saw The Last Man on Earth?
No. Wow. Is it a zombie? So you're watching apocalypse movies during the apocalypse?
Hell yeah.
You are, really?
Yeah.
I'm avoiding the apocalypse movies.
Oh, what are you watching?
I'm watching a lot of classic movies.
Uh-huh.
My son Evan is into movies. He's watching a lot of classic movies now. He's discovering classic movies, and we have to decide whether he's too young to see Tarantino and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, as I recall, you didn't let your other family's daughters watch Grease until I think they were about 30.
How do you remember that? That's insane.
32.
That's true. My older kids will tell you that my standards have loosened.
Yeah. Damn. You're considering letting Evan watch Tarantino. Good God.
Yeah, now that you mention it. You're right. Evan shouldn't be allowed. Okay,
no.
I've just changed my mind.
Yeah.
I'll tell him. Evan, I talked to Uncle Ken.
No, don't tell him that. Don't pin it on me.
You'll be watching Mulan. You'll be watching the Disney Channel until Uncle Ken says otherwise.
You're on the air. Got somebody to rat out?
Hey.
Hi.
I think I'm calling to snitch on myself, actually.
Okay, go ahead and snitch on yourself.
If you snitch on yourself, do you still get stitches? That's an interesting philosophical question.
Well, I think you have to stitch yourself up.
Yeah.
I'm not injuring myself.
Well, please proceed. Please rat out yourself.
For playing tennis.
You're playing tennis.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with playing tennis? You have an incredible distance between you and the other player.
No, tennis is bad, Ken.
Why?
Because you're breathing hard. You're really exhaling.
Yeah, but you're what? You're 150 feet away from the other player.
No, you mean you're playing tennis, but you don't rush the net? Everyone rushes the net. Ken, you rush the net, and you're breathing there, and then 5 seconds later, your opponent rushes the net.
And then your opponent sticks his tongue down your mouth.
Do you have to hop over? And then you have to hop over the net and shake their hands after a good game.
No,
you don't have to do that.
And in fact, when we switch sides, we're going on opposite ends of the net.
Oh, you never switch sides. You're playing tennis all wrong. That's not how you play tennis during a pandemic. You don't switch sides. No switching sides. No occupying the front half of the court.
Yeah, you can't rush the net. And like if you play volleyball, no rotating. If you're serving, you're serving. That's it.
Which is a good point, right? And we did consider lifeline the ball, you know, as we switch serve.
Well, good luck with your deadly tennis playing, caller.
And if you're playing football, you keep 6 feet away. Can't tackle him.
That's
you
right.
Can maybe you can throw rocks at him, I guess.
You can just.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Have you got somebody to rat out?
Yeah, I do. I work for a company. We do environmental work, so you know we're dealing with a lot of dirty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We keep a lot of gloves on hand.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, the last 2 weeks, dozens and dozens of boxes of gloves have disappeared. I know this individual pretty well. He's known for looking for things and reselling them.
Whoa.
He did it. That guy you're talking about, the guy that resells things, he did it.
I think
he definitely did it. We all know.
Yes, just from your story.
No one's saying anything, but we all know.
Just from the clues you left. Yes.
Where do you think he's selling them? On eBay or where do you think?
I'm thinking either eBay or...
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Yes. Person to someone or like I'll let go kind of thing because... He's not a small person, and he's not taking the gloves like the sizes you would expect him to.
Right. That's another clue.
Which would be unusual,
so
they're not for
Ken?
Personal use.
Ken, did you hear that clue? He's a large person, but he's taking small gloves.
Wow, Andy, you cracked this case.
Yeah, well, I wrote a mystery show for many, many decades.
So
that's
how
you do
unbelievable.
It. Exactly. This case is cracked and solved.
Well, thank you, caller. And thank you, Andy, for cracking the case of the missing cases of gloves.
It's what I do.
Hi, you're on the air. Got somebody to rat out?
I do. It's my sister.
Oh, now we're getting into it. This is drama.
Yeah.
Family drama.
She decided that she can have a coronavirus two-friend family group.
Say this again. She can have a coronavirus.
Oh, coronavirus, like she's chosen her special family groups that she can hang out with.
Oh,
so she has like
you know
a
what?
Family
it is an interesting
four.
Question, Ken. If you have been very vigilant for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and you know for a fact that your neighbor or friend has been equally vigilant, can you then socialize in person with your neighbor or friend?
Well, I would say no, because you have no way of knowing how vigilant they are.
Yeah, and they haven't been vigilant from the very beginning all along. They've been having sleepovers with four children and make dinners like every single weekend. They go to alternate houses and have
now,
sleepovers.
Have you confronted your sister about it?
They have a rental where there's another kid that's right next door, so they're exposing all their kids to this other family, and they all in the play, like playing together.
What have you done about it? What have you said
well,
to your sister?
Well, I said that I could not be around them, that was not part of what we're
doing. Did they invite you over and then you had to.
She's angry at me.
Yeah,
she's
see, yeah.
Like I broke up with her or something
right.
over texting.
Oh, baby. Oh, that adds to your pain, I bet. Oh, that's horrible. Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
No, that's the worst. When you're quarantined and you're in lockdown and you have to go through this family BS, oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I
but now,
do you think
this rift
right,
will heal once the storm has passed in a couple of months? Do you think the rift will heal or will this linger?
She's somebody who holds a grudge, so I'm not sure. I have a feeling that this will go on for a little bit.
Those damn grudges. Damn them.
Is it a good grudge or a bad grudge?
It's a bad grudge. Haven't you been listening? This is a bad grudge.
Okay,
yeah, no,
all right.
It's a grudge.
Okay, fine.
It's a bad grudge.
It's a grudge.
I'm a horrible person.
Now,
you're
do you
not,
feel
no,
better you... for telling? Do you feel better for telling me and Kenny about this?
I do, because you're giving me sympathy, so... That feels good.
You did the right thing, or you tried to do the right thing anyway.
Thank you.
You're trying
but
to
now,
save
let
the global
me ask you
economy.
This, honestly, can I ask an honest question?
Yeah.
At 4 a.m. when you're in bed and it's just you, are you sort of half hoping that either your sister or one of her group gets sick to teach them a lesson?
No, but you know the other thing is.
Isn't that your secret
right
4 a.m.
so
fantasy?
I can see them every morning. So every morning I see them, and then I'm just angry.
But aren't you sort of half hoping that one of them gets sick to show them that you're right?
Well, get sick but not die.
Yes, get sick but not die.
Yeah, I guess that would be vindicating.
Yeah, that would be great.
Get sick, but
open.
Not die, not suffer any lasting lung damage.
I pray with you for this. We will join a prayer circle for your sister and her friends to get sick.
Do the prayer, okay. Andy. Andy, do the prayer.
Dear God, my sister.
Hang on, caller. Andy's doing the prayer. Go ahead, Andy.
My bitter, grudge-holding sister. Has been so irresponsible. please, dear God, teach her a lesson. Give her a little taste of the old Corona 19. Maybe the Corona 16 or 17. Just enough to teach her a good lesson so she comes crawling back to me. Crawling back to me, begging for forgiveness, saying, "Sister, you were right from the beginning. Why didn't I listen to you?"
Amen.
I love it.
Amen.
I love it.
Amen.
It feels really good. I love it. I'm going to say that now every morning when I wake up.
Yeah, you say that every night, but don't let anyone else hear you.
All right. Thanks, caller.
All right. Bye.
Bye. The phone number here is 201-209-9368. We want you to snitch on your neighbors.
I can't wait until next week when we do the craziest Corona rumor.
There are so many.
I can't wait. I have to wait a whole week. Luckily, these weeks are just a blur, and they just go by so fast.
That's true.
I don't even know what day it is.
I know. We're supposed to be doing our show on Wednesday. I don't know why we're doing it today.
It's the only day of the week that I know what day it is now, the day I'm on the show.
Hi, you're on the air. Snitch on your neighbor.
Hey, it's Ruby. I love the show.
Thank you.
So I want to snitch on my neighbor.
Go right ahead.
Well, yesterday my wife asked me to close the windows because she smelled smoke. And I'm looking outside the window and I see, well, background. I do live in a college city, so there are international students. So I see this, and my neighbors are Chinese. I see them barbecuing a bat.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
So when you give the number out, jerks hear the number too. Is that the lesson we've learned?
I believe that the jerks are also able to hear the phone number.
And the jerks now have phones now.
Yes.
And, they can call.
And they've recently learned how to dial.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Michael in Maplewood, if you can hear me.
Hi, Michael in Maplewood.
Although we've disguised your voice, Michael, there's no reason to give your name. In fact, it's counterproductive.
Is the topic do a low voice, or is the topic about snitching?
It's snitching on your neighbors. We're just disguising your voice.
Yeah, and then, I guess the last few minutes, we'll keep the voices disguised, and we'll do Barry White impressions.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
All right, so I would prefer if you took the voice off. You do what you want.
We really got it together, didn't we, baby?
we weren't going to do sushi. We were like, you can't touch the food. And then we broke 2 weeks later. We said, forget it. We're getting it. So I have someone to snitch on.
We really got it together.
And I don't want to drop names to him because I think you talked about one of your children. I think I can say his name. I want to talk about your son, Josh, if that's okay.
Oh, wait, you are from Maplewood. You know my son. Well, my son Josh has been very, very careful and vigilant.
He's very good, but I want to snitch on him because he says he knows how to do the computers because he knows all the programming and all the stuff. But I've got to tell you right now, on Facebook, I asked him 8 times to fix my laptop. He has no idea how to do it.
Andy, do you know who this is?
No.
Andy doesn't know me. Ken, you barely know me. I was the guy with the mask, and I was sending you the grant money.
But how can anyone, let alone Joshy, fit, number one, that's not what Joshy does. He's a programmer. But how can anyone fix anyone's computer?
Yeah, you can't fix a computer by remote control. We're moving on. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Got somebody to snitch on? Sure you do.
What?
Would you like to snitch on your neighbor?
Would you like to do a Barry White impression?
No.
Okay, bye.
No, wait, Ken, this is fantastic. Don't you know good radio when you hear it?
Sorry, no. She's
slipping away. She's near death. These are her last moments on Earth.
You're right.
I just cut her off.
I blew it. I'm sorry.
She was calling for help. She needed a priest.
Yeah, you're right. I blew it. Just there's so little time left. Hi,
that
you're
was
on...
great.
Hi, you're on the air.
I can't believe I got through. Thanks so much. Appreciate
I'll
these precious moments we have left, Andy.
Cool.
Thanks, Ken.
Yeah, do you have somebody to rat out?
Yeah, our neighbor across the street is excessively ordering takeout. And just today, they hired someone to blow the leaves out of their lawn.
Whoa! Oh, man, leaf blowing. I thought leaf blowing was outlawed in certain states.
Out here in Indiana, it's technically supposed to be. You're supposed to burn your lawn if it's still out there.
But wait a minute. But if leaf blowing is outlawed, how can they do it? You can't do leaf blowing secretly. The whole world knows you're leaf blowing, everyone within five blocks.
Yeah, well, the police aren't doing much out here, Andy.
He's leaf blowing with impunity, Andy. He doesn't care.
Yeah, they're not enforcing that. That's leaf blowing is bad. Wait, tell me why leaf blowing is bad.
Because it blows the viruses all over the place with the leaves.
But you're assuming
there's runners walking, and running by, there's people on their bikes walking.
You get those damn joggers. Aerosol. Those damn joggers with their coronavirus water droplets, and normally a jogger would only spread it, about 20 feet. But then if a leaf blower hits it, the coronavirus droplets can travel like 100 feet.
You know how out of shape I am? I go jogging, and my virus just falls to the ground.
You don't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
You don't know that, Andy.
I'm pretty sure I'm not spreading it very far.
Well, thanks, caller.
Hey, listen, Ken, listen to that.
What?
Oh, I thought I just heard, it's like a mirage.
Hi, you're on the air.
You know how when you want something and you dream about something so badly?
Hi.
You imagine you see it or hear it?
Got anybody to rat out?
Yeah, the cops don't enforce that because they're owned by the leaf industry.
Right, exactly.
And there's a lot of leaves, believe me, there's a lot of leaves getting blown.
I know, you can read all about that on Woody Harrelson's website. All right, one final call. Hi, you're on the air. You got somebody to rat out?
I do have someone to rat out.
Okay, please go ahead.
Let me turn on the actual radio.
Yeah, you sound fantastic, by the way.
I appreciate you guys and what you're doing.
Thank you.
There was this biker
that
coughed on me yesterday.
Now that you bring it up.
Go on, caller.
Yes. So I was walking down the street with my mask on,
uh-huh,
with a nice hat, mm-hmm, and there was a biker that was probably 20 yards away from me, and he coughed, like, in my direction.
Damn bikers. Jeez.
So,
that's bad. So that must have just sent chills down your spine.
Out there, and I agree the last individual that was speaking.
Disturbing. Well, thanks, caller. We are out of time.
You know, you know what? You have an incident like that in your life, and you have to worry about that for 2 weeks.
I know. Yeah, that's
self.
Yeah, that's why I'm wearing a mask when I go outside, because it can just happen like that. It can
now,
happen.
I wear
instantly.
A mask too, although people, and it seems to upset people, because I wear it's not a cloth mask. It's made of bats.
I think that maybe.
I've stapled and taped a bunch of dead bats together.
Maybe defeats the purpose, Andy.
I got you. I know. It's all I had. It's all I had around.
All right. Well, we are out of time, Andy. Thanks for Skyping it in again.
Sure. Hey, this was great. Thanks for getting in there, Ken. And thanks for driving in and actually doing your job in the midst of all this.
Yeah.
And next week, I'm looking forward to next week. We're going to do craziest coronavirus rumors.
Oh, I'll start collecting them. There's a lot of them.
I can't wait.
All right. See you next week.
This is
WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned next for a brand new episode of Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Shut up. And this is a sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
Blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Goodbye. sinking, look what a hole I'm in. If you don't feel me sinking, look what a hole I'm in. If you don't feel me sinking, look what a fool I've been. Oh, my baby.